Juergens, KFGO news director, pops into the studio to join us for the four-pack this afternoon. Hello, Paul Juergens.
Mike. Were you gone a couple of days last week?
I was gone a couple of days last week. Yes, thanks for noticing.
You were in Youngstown blogging?
Blogging. I was broadcasting my show. I was doing all kinds of things.
Yes, Friday, you were live from Youngstown. It was a lot of fun. You did a great job, Mike. Appreciate you going out there.
Thanks for listening. Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Yes. No, it was great.
I'm sure it was. Great. Should we just do the four-pack? You seem kind of down.
Let's do it. I'm busy. Very busy.
Busy. Just grinding away. Working in the salt mines. Down at the docks with their lunch pat and hard ale. What?
Lunch what?
There's leather.
Oh, she's waving at us.
She is.
Did you just say lunch pack and hard ale? What?
Lunch pail and hard hat.
I see.
That's what I meant to say.
She kind of likes this little show now, doesn't she?
Now she's become like a pseudo-celebrity.
I think they were imitation leather, synthetic or something. I don't think they're real. They just kind of look leather.
We don't want PETA to get all over her now for having leather pants
on. But she waves now.
Oh, I know.
Do you know her name?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
It's probably better that way because we'll say it on the air.
Right.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Our listeners just know her as the woman who wore leather pants.
Yeah. It girl.
The It Girl. But she lives in an apartment downstairs. Downtown.
No.
Big story in the paper.
That's the other It
Girl. Huge story in the paper about
it. That was weeks ago. This is our It Girl, the Mike McPhee. Your It Girl.
My It Girl. Let's move on. It's getting awkward now. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day. On the Mike McPhee show, number four, Paul Juergens. Sony has sold, get this, more than 1 million PlayStation 4s. Consumers in North America bought more than 1 million PS4s within the first 24 hours of the new $399 home video game console going on sale Friday. Since Friday, 1 million PlayStations.
Now we've got another competitor coming on the market, right? Is this the Xbox now from Microsoft?
I'm not a gamer. I don't know.
That I'm not either, but it's... Xbox is coming out this Friday, and it's cheaper, according to my people.
Oh, your gamer sources?
Yes, I've got, one of my sons is into that, the one in the Twin Cities. And I understand that the Xbox is about $400, just under. $100 less than the new Xbox. So, what did I get my Xbox and PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Is less expensive. $100 cheaper than the Xbox. So we'll see.
No, the Xbox is cheaper, right? The PlayStation's $399. So what's the Xbox?
$100 more.
Oh, it's more?
No.
Okay.
No. Yep.
Well, they're out of luck then.
No, they're not.
They're not going to sell more of them.
They might.
They're going to sell fewer of them.
Yeah, I think it's what people prefer. Do you play video?
What's the difference?
I don't know. Which do you have,
Pinto? I know you have one of them because you're that kind of guy.
He's probably got both.
I have a PlayStation 3.
Oh, it's so old.
Yesterday's
news.
The difference is the company that puts them out, and then sometimes there's games that are specific to the platform.
So Sony is the PlayStation, and who makes the Xbox?
Microsoft.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I'm not into it at all.
I'm not into it at all either.
I can't afford it, for one thing. Are you going to upgrade, Daniel?
You going to get a PlayStation 4?
Probably not. It's really expensive. I'm going to go ahead and pass. For now. I'll wait like a year
and a
half.
What games do you play? Like Call of Duty?
No, I play sports games.
Oh, shocker.
Grand Theft
John
Auto?
John Madden, NFL football.
Grand
Theft Auto? That's a good one, yeah.
I play a little of that, yeah.
You play Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
What message is that sending to your potential kids?
I don't know. I'll probably get rid of the game by the time I have the potential kids.
Are the video games violent that you play? Are you shooting people and killing people, blowing people up?
No. Sports games.
Well, sports games are violent?
Nobody gets concussions in them either. So I'm safe.
Okay.
So this Friday, another version comes out. So just hold off if you haven't gotten the one from last week.
Part of the problem with our society today, these kids today, spend all their time sitting in front of the TV playing video games.
What'd you do?
Got outside and cut down trees and shoveled sidewalks.
Yep. Did you?
I did. Cooked supper for the neighbors, mowed lawn.
Ice skate?
Did you killed ice skate? Bears with my bare hands.
Are you a skater?
I can ice skate, sure. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't ice skate?
No.
You have weak ankles?
I did it once.
Did your mom and dad make you wear the white figure skates? No, is that why you hate skating?
No, I tried it one time on Lake Alice with a chair, and I couldn't skate, and I just gave up. Both my sons are, you know, pretty good hockey players and pretty good refs.
Yeah.
But I just can't. My daughter can skate. My wife can skate. Yeah, she can skate. Entire family except me.
They can all skate. Clint Eastwood can skate with a chair. Clint Eastwood's very good with chairs. Number three, Jurgi, the Dow Jones Industrial Average,
yes.
The DJIA, as we call it, and Paul Myers does too. It broke a record today. The Dow Jones went over 16,000 for the first time in history. I don't know where it ended, but it went over 16,000 early in the day.
A little below, I think, in the 15,000 up the range. Is it up there? Is it flashing on your screen?
It's not flashing on one of my screens. Nope.
CNBC or Fox Business Channel or one of those?
Nope.
I don't know what it all means for the average, as you'd say, Joe Sixpack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal on Wall Street, and I'm sure they're...
Do you have money invested in the stock market?
Capital Grill.
Do you have money invested in 401k? Do you have any of that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, then it matters.
Well, I know, but it just, you know, but the next day it'll be down. So just
don't say that.
Well, it will.
You're going to affect the markets.
It's up and down. It's like
tank.
It's like the guy that works at Otis Elevator. I'll ask him how business is. I do know a friend he doesn't work for Otis. He's going to be mad at me. How's it going, Jim? Well, it's up and down.
How's business? Oh, it's up and down.
Running joke. Yeah, it's cyclical. You know, like even Paul Myers, the guru who's on here on KFGO, would say, you know, it's a milestone, but you know, long term, Mike, you don't want to
base
any decisions.
There. I'm 47.
You are. Well, I've got you by a couple, at least.
So in a perfect world for me, I'm working like 2-3 more years, and I'm bailing out, right? Retire by the time I'm 50?
I'd say about 20, 25.
25 years.
I think so.
Jeez, that's depressing.
You're not going to have anything.
What?
You're not.
It's all going to go away?
You got all your money invested in pork bellies.
I do, yep. Here's a text message that came in that's not directed at us.
Oh, good.
If you are beautiful or good looking, most people already have an opinion about you. Most often it's negative, especially with women. That's a text message that's coming into our station.
Just came in, unsolicited.
Number two, this is interesting. You know, we're nearing the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy being assassinated.
We are.
According to a book. Oh, go ahead.
Important time in our history.
Yes, it is.
I was young, very young.
Yes.
I don't recall it at all. I do recall... the Attorney General, Robert Kennedy. That I was young still, but my mother and parents were paying attention. But this was too long ago.
Long ago.
The anniversary is what, Friday the 22nd?
Friday the 22nd, yes.
Have we had, it was 50 years ago, right?
Yeah, 50.
And the buildup has been coming and coming and coming and coming.
Yes.
Have we gotten to the point where there's been too much?
Are you trying to thwart my number two
No.
Just, I think you're thwarting.
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering totally if there's just been too much.
Yes, there has been.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll skip it then.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about coverage in general. I don't even know what you're going to bring up. Maybe Bob Schieffer's special report. I don't know. Maybe Fox News Channel is doing something new about the assassination.
I'll read from the lead of the story. I'm going to read from the lead of the story. Jackie Kennedy had sex with JFK on Air Force One the day before he was assassinated, a, quote, last hour of serenity, unquote, according to historian William Manchester. But William Manchester camouflaged the encounter in his 1967 book, The Death of a President, out of discretion, he has admitted. So JFK...
He died in 2004.
Who?
Mr. Manchester.
Oh, Mr. Manchester.
Yes, he did. It was a short flight from San Antonio to Houston. Is that what you said?
What are you saying?
Nothing.
What are you saying about our former president?
I'm not saying a thing about our former
president. He and the first lady, I don't know this, but apparently there's something that you can join, and I don't know if you have to give a credit card or if you get like... But the Mile
Check with
High Club?
Flight attendant, maybe as you get on.
Next time you fly Delta.
Yeah, ask about
that.
Ask if you can
join the Mile High Club before you get in the flight.
Just ask for instructions.
Well, don't ding me. What are you digging me for?
Now, Manchester.
Take that ding back.
Wrote in his book that there's a coded reference to the encounter in his book. And I don't know how. I don't know if he
Let me read you the passage. Pages 77 and 78 of The Death of a President.
Okay. 77, 78.
Don't give me a ding. Quote, their life together had now nearly a full day to run. Yet this was to be their last hour of serenity. The tyranny of events and exhaustion would begin to close in when they finished the 200-mile lap to Houston. Actually, they hadn't even an hour. In this plane, the hop only took 45 minutes. Privacy wasn't that limited, confined to a tiny blue cabin racing 30,000 feet above the green and brown plains of Central Texas. Their time was up. The president emerged in a fresh shirt.
Would you have read?
Their last hour of serenity. Mm. They didn't even have an hour.
45 minutes.
Privacy was limited, confined to a tiny blue cabin racing 30,000 feet above the
plains.
Their time was up. The president emerged in a fresh shirt.
To me, if I was reading that, I wouldn't. I would just go, huh? They were talking for a half
if
hour.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't have read anything.
Yeah.
He cleaned it up.
He did clean it up pretty well.
I just think the coverage has been
over the top.
Yeah. It just, it really is. That's just my opinion. Jesse Ventura, by the way, wrote a book about Kennedy.
Nobody cares about Jesse.
Some years
Number
ago.
One, big weekend in sports. Yeah. Vikings lose, Bison win. And today, Jurgi, UND fired head football coach Chris Musselman.
I guess that
Take
wasn't
choice.
Unexpected. I hang out with some sports people in this building and elsewhere, and I guess this has been kind of talked about much of the season, right? That this could happen.
It could happen if you had a bad season, yes. And he did have a bad season.
Someone wrote me a note this morning and put UND fires Musselman with a question mark on it. And this was 9 o'clock, 9:30 this morning. And I thought,
really?
Well, yeah. And I thought, well, and Jack Michaels comes in about, 12:30? 12:30. He'd been sitting on it a little bit because he knew about it because of his connection with the University of North Dakota, being the play-by-play guy. And I will give Jack credit. He didn't tell any of us until
didn't
he could.
Didn't out anybody.
No, until he could. So I don't follow UND football that closely. I had been following the Vikings up until this weekend, and
they're bad.
Yeah,
Seattle, Ponder, terrible.
I'm off the Ponder.
You're off the Ponder. I think Samantha Ponder's off the Christian Ponder bandwagon.
You know, last week I was walking around the building and got chuckles out of people when I said 9-7. I don't know. I feel bad for Chris Musselman. I don't know him. I know his brother's part of the Viking.
Yeah, Mike Musselman's part of the Vikings broadcasting crew.
Yes, and so. These things happen in sports. Jack Michaels alluded to the success of NDSU and just up the road, and it all has an impact. So you hate to see that happen to anybody, whether
I think Muss is a good guy. I don't know him well, but it happens when you're hired to coach, just like in radio, you're hired to be fired. So, except for news people. What? What's this?
Nothing. It's just
look at that.
Pages 77 and 78 out of that book you're reading.
Thank you, Jurgi. Wow, that's saucy. That's saucy. How'd that ever get past the censors? Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show. 237-5948.